540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Dangerous cold is moving in, and Milwaukee Public Schools, along with most other area districts, will be closed tomorrow. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme cold warning that runs late tonight through early tomorrow afternoon. Wind chills could reach 40 below, cold enough for frostbite on exposed skin within 10 minutes. Several overnight warming shelters are open across Milwaukee for anyone needing a safe, warm place. Those include the Guest House, Milwaukee Rescue Mission, Joy House, Unity Lutheran Church, and Repairs of the Breach. St. Ben's Parish will also remain open around the clock during the cold spell. Anyone needing help can call 211 for current hours and locations. People are also being reminded to check in on your neighbors. Milwaukee police say street racing led to the death of an EMT earlier this month, and two men are now facing charges. Investigators say Dayton Milligan was driving more than 100 miles an hour when he crashed into 32-year-old Meng Koo's car near 76th and Glendale. Koo was on his way home from a shift with Bell Ambulance. Prosecutors say another driver, Earl Gordon, helped Milligan flee right after the crash. Court records show Milligan has a prior deadly hit-and-run conviction and was on probation at the time. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Republican Lieutenant Governor candidate Will Martin scored a big endorsement yesterday from Milwaukee's largest police union. A statement says the Milwaukee Police Association picked Martin after he laid out his Back the Blue and Red plan to boost pay, equipment, and mental health help for cops and firefighters. Martin faces other GOP contenders like former Lancaster Mayor David Varnum, businessman Nick Polsey, college student Cyril Sablik, and school board member John Totes. Democrat Sarah Godlewski is the main candidate so far on her side. Microsoft president and one-time Racine County resident Brad Smith says the company supports new energy rate rules for data centers as they look to expand in Mount Pleasant. Smith told WPR the company is willing to pay more for power to make sure local customers don't face higher electric bills. The comments come as Microsoft proposes 15 more data centers in the village as part of a $13 billion expansion. The plans did get approval from a village committee yesterday. It heads to the full board there for a vote Monday night. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin men's basketball team trying to make it 5 wins in a row when they face Penn State on the road tonight. The Badgers women's team with a huge upset, beating number 24th ranked Nebraska 63-60 in Madison last night. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Thunder 122-102. Miles Turner, Kevin Porter Jr. out with injuries. How can the Bucks get to 500? Doc Rivers.
You know, listen, it's been that way all year for us. We're not crying about it. We got to keep trying to win games.
Baseball, fans react to Freddy Peralta being traded to the Mets. Brewers manager Pat Murphy telling an audience in Green Bay, trading Peralta would be one of his saddest days. Peralta, after the crew had set a new franchise record of 97 wins for the season.
I think probably that's the best thing that we have done. Nobody were expecting this, and our name is going to be somewhere after this season.
The first game of spring training, now just 30 days away, with sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a few flurries today. We'll get to around 19 for a high with wind out of the west at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, breezy, partly cloudy, down to 14 below zero. Tomorrow, a few flurries in the morning, then sunny with a high tomorrow of only 4 below. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.